entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show with Dr. Pat Allen. My name's Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Juan Institute. We're so fortunate to have myself and Patricia Eltidge tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about the Juan Institute. The Juan Institute offers instructions on the principles of communication with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich their personal and professional relationships and to create a win-win situations in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Juan Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills with the goal of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the technique of want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want more information regarding the monthly ladies groups or other services, please call me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com. Again, our call-in number, if you want to call in for questions, 323-203-0815.
See, courtships are coming under the bomb of hooking up. What's a hookup? Your place, my place. It's two people that want to have sex without accountability. Is that hedonism or stoicism? It's hedonism again. It's two people that know that they want sex. Recently, I belong to the American Psychological Association. They did a research project on hooking up and whether men or women like it or didn't like it. Both liked it for about 60 to 90 days. Remember, rumination? Who did not like it? Women. Women. Now I'm going to show you the difference between these three systems. Courtship is one person, yang, the masculine. Can that be a butch feminine, a butch lesbian? Yes. There are more men with vaginas today than ever before. There are more women with penises today than ever before. Is that a correct statement? So here we've got yang. Look what yang gives. Concretely, flowers, dinner, concretely. Look what feminine yin, could be a man, could be a woman. Look what that person does, receives concretely. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's always great to review Dr. Pat's teachings, isn't it, Patricia?
Yes, it's just a thank you so much again. And it just embeds us with the continual understanding of these teachings to hear it.
Mm-hmm. So let's unpack a little of what Dr. Pat was just referring to while we are waiting for our callers. Do you have any further explain? Do you
right.
Further explain the concepts, Patricia?
Right. Well, it doesn't matter what Dr. Pat is saying is it doesn't matter which body you were born into. It's their energy. Are you primarily operating out of your masculine side or your feminine side? Because, you know, the old saying is it takes two to tango, but it takes opposites. The other saying is opposites attract, because masculine and feminine energies can dance together. And as Dr. Pat always refers to, they can waltz rather than slam dance or disco dance. And so, that's the point, right, Sue?
So true. I just want to tell the callers and remind them, if they didn't hear the call-in number, if you want to have me and Patricia help you with any questions, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. We do have a lot of callers we'd like to have check in. Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia Eltidge and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, I do. I have a couple questions. So one thing, I do have a dream I'd just like to get your perspective on. And then I'm currently in a long-term relationship. We've been together for almost 5 years. And in the last 4 months or so, we had a really difficult conversation where my boyfriend explained that he wasn't really happy in our relationship. He didn't want to break up, but didn't really know what the future could hold for us, and made some comments around not knowing if he was emotionally everything I needed, and kind of vice versa. I've been doing a lot of work on myself, trying to figure things out. I haven't read Getting to I Do, but it's in the mail. I did read He and She, and I'm putting in a lot of work, but I just don't know how to fix things and if that's possible.
Well, the book Getting to I Do is a must read for you, because you will understand the principles on a much better, clear level with the principles on your energies. And so when you get that, you're going to dive into that and understand. And there's another book she recommends, is The Invisible Partners. And that's how the male and female in each of us affects our relationships. Because we, as she was saying earlier, we each have masculine and feminine energies, and we need to balance the energies and pick a primary position, whether we want to operate primarily out of our feminine or primarily out of our masculine. Because if you're both operating primarily out of one or the other, you're going to clash, and it's going to be neutralized, and you won't be able to go forward and get along in a romantic way. So
I just want to ask something. You said you've been with him for 5 years. Was there any talk about when you were getting engaged, or was there an engagement, or did you want to get married, or do you just like, we're just going along with the flow?
No, we have discussed marriage since like almost day one. Like since our 1 year anniversary, we've talked about getting married. We've talked about our plans for the future and everything we want. When we had that big conversation, I asked him, you know, were you lying when you would talk about that stuff with me, or when I brought it up and would ask for confirmation? And he said he was never lying. He just sometimes felt a little unsure or like uneasy about things.
Okay.
And that would be within like the last year or two.
Okay. Cause usually women have kind of like a schedule on how long they want to wait to get married.
And yeah, a timeline.
You've got a timeline, because a man will not rush to the altar. So you negotiate.
I had originally kind of told him, not specifically 2024, but that I would, you know, want to be engaged before I was 30 and before like we would be moving to another state for his work or something like that.
Are you living together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you moved in without a commitment or a ring. So he pretty much got a free wife. So that, like Dr. Yeah. Allen's book, like Patricia said, you need read the book, and it will help you understand a lot what happened in the past and what went wrong and what you need to work on. And I guess, Patricia, doesn't he have like 8 weeks to come ruminate and come back?
Yes. If she does it this way, though, she'd have to draw her line in the sand and do it our way, which would be the high buy letter, which we will get into later. But to really understand the principles, why men ruminate and why they don't move forward, it's all there in the book. And it's a very readable book. Right. It's very understandable. She's laid it out in very outline form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In this case, is it appropriate to do a hi-bye letter when, like, you've just had a really intense conversation, but, like, ideally the next thing I would want is we get engaged. Like, I don't want to...
So has he pretty much kind of ended it, or he's pulling away?
No, he said he wants to work on things, and he's committed to doing that.
He's stalling.
Okay. Well, when you get the book, you can read it, and also you can contact the office. I have some monthly check-in groups, or I can refer you to some private coaches, and we can help you walk through this with some information. Do you have our contact information?
Yes, I found that on the website.
Yeah, you can contact me, but I would say read the book, and then I would just, until you understand Dr. Allen's principles, then maybe put make your line in the sand on what you want and what you don't want, and then work with him, negotiate. Isn't that what you would suggest, Patricia? She really
absolutely
needs background first before
you
she
need starts, the background.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Before she starts bullying him or
we don't want you to take over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want you to take over and give him ultimatums in
right.
Other than Dr. Allen's way.
Yeah, the way we do it is a strategy, but in a healthy communication style that will it will sift it out and will help you both decide if this is what you want.
Right. Okay. So read the book prior to initiating any further conversations around.
Yes. Just go along with the flow. Yeah. Just go along with the flow right now and just watch him.
Okay.
And see what he's willing to, if he's coming around, if he's participating and taking you out. Then when you get some more information, you can call back or contact me and go into a ladies group or a private group. And then if need be, we may have to work on a hi-bye letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
And then
I keep having these dreams that I'm cheating on him.
Who has them? Like, You're having the dreams? You're having the dreams,
yes,
or he is?
I'm having them. We've never had any issues before. I will say, like, I have cheated in my first ever relationship that happened. It was, very juvenile.
Well, why you're having this dream is because in the subconscious, you have one foot out the door because you're sick of the stalemate you're in.
Right. I mean, definitely.
That's what this means. You're sick of it. And so you have energetically, you're thinking of possibly moving on. You're not happy in the situation the way it is now. And that's clear in your dream image.
Right.
Okay.
And as Dr. Allen said, use this as a lesson and take it to the end so you do not repeat it again. That's what we're helping you with. Let's do the step by step to end it properly so that you learn the lesson and you do not repeat it with the next man.
Or he goes the distance with you.
Or he does go the distance with you.
Right. Thank you both so much. I really appreciate you offering free time like this for your show. It's been great listening to everything. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Keep calling
in. Bye.
Bye.
So that was an interesting, you said, Sue, that's
what?
True. The average man does not rush to the altar.
Pat says on they their do own. Not rush to the altar, and he got 5 years. He probably
he got 5 years
his,
out of her.
He's
treading water.
Box, so he's kind of trying to get, backpedal so that she might sometimes feel sorry for him and give him another 5 years.
That's why we wish everyone would get the book first. Oh, hello.
You're on the air with Patricia Eltinge and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, how are you?
Just fine, thanks.
I've been working with Sue for the past while, and I just wanted to update. I called in 2 weeks ago about the gender situation that did not go so well.
Yes.
Yeah, so actually 2 days ago, it was like 3 weeks, and I actually saw him in the city.
Okay.
But, I saw him. I didn't know if he saw me. So I actually took a picture of his back, and I did not approach him the day of.
Okay.
It was around lunchtime, and then I was telling my mom about it, and then she just told me to send the picture to him, so I did that.
Okay. And what did he say?
Well, we had a good conversation. He just said, why didn't you not say hi? And then he asked me, like, what is up with me? And we just had a texting conversation. I told him I got a new job, and he works in the area. And then he said, well, I would love to see you again.
Okay.
And he went back to, are you ready to get back on track?
Okay.
And then we made plans to see each other next Monday. But then he kept on bringing up afterwards over text. Just want to be crystal clear. And I'm getting the tone that he's talking about. Like, when we did have, like, intercourse, like, many months ago, maybe that's when he said that's, like, when things changed. But it's been, like, 3 or 4 months. And
you know what? I think he's just kind of reaching out to make sure that you don't pull one of your bait-and-switch numbers. Nice to him 1 minute and then disrespecting him the next. You're like a Jekyll and Hyde with him.
Yeah, I told him that I made him, that I apologized for last time and that... And that, I mean, then he said, what will you do different? And then I said, to respect you. And then, and then I told him, like, what Dr. Pat Allen
and
mentioned about, like,
follow his leadership.
Yeah.
Unless it's illegal, immoral, unethical, or hurts your body.
Yes. And I told that to him. And it'd be even better. I was still even better if he asked me, like, he would tell me what he thinks and what he wants and ask me how he feels. And he says, that's fine. So it's actually better than before.
Well, my suggestion is, remember, you can tell him to tell you what he thinks and to ask you how he feels, but he probably won't remember that. So let's don't be mad at him when he doesn't do it and you say, I told you to do this. Because people don't pick up on that. That's got to be a learned habit.
Right. Okay, so my question is, we have plans to see each other on Monday, but he is like now... wanting to be, he says, super clear that we get back to what we used to be. And he hasn't explicitly said,
Well, okay, dear, you can't go back because it's a brand new relationship.
No.
Okay, we don't talk about it. You just go out with him and see what he says. If he says, I want us to be exclusive again, you say, that's great. I would feel more comfortable if I dated you a couple more times to see if we're still... or compatible. Give yourself some time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And what if he wants to ask before we see each other? Because I feel like he still wants to have sex.
We can't presume that. You have to wait until he asks for it. Now you're starting to put up a wall thinking he's going to ask. What you do
And men do want sex. Yeah. So that's their
they
nature.
They all do.
It's up to you to set the standard.
Yeah. Don't have that in your mind because you'll be assuming he's going to say it and you'll be punishing him when he's not even saying it.
Okay. So even if he, but if in the case that he does ask before we even see each other.
You stroke him, you say that sounds wonderful to make love again. However, I would feel more comfortable if we saw each other so I could feel comfortable that we're on the right path you have to be comfortable being back with him.
Okay.
You can't just jump into bed the first time you get back together or else
you're not going to go to the same track. He talked about being back on track. What you might want to say is, I'm hoping to see if we can start a new track.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Okay. So I definitely only want exclusivity, longevity, and monogamy if we were to do that.
Right.
But I thought this would be hard to communicate over text, which is what he's been communicating with me, or even phone call without in person.
You know what? When he's texting you and wants all these answers, just say, I really appreciate all the texts. We can talk more in person.
Okay.
I'd feel more comfortable talking in person.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I also already have my high buy letter written already, so.
We're not sending that. Oh, he's already come back. Yeah, no, that's fine. I want you to understand you made a mistake before. Let's not repeat it. And let's not jump forward assuming what you think he's going to want. Because that will put your mindset into negative and you'll be attacking him like you did last time.
Okay. So even what he says.
Patricia, do you want to add anything else in there?
Right. I think everything you said was right on track, on a new track.
Yes.
You are the female, and the female energy person in the relationship sets the standard. They can ask for anything they want, and we have the veto rights.
So he can ask for sex, and you could say that you have to stroke him. That's a wonderful idea. However, I'd like to get to know, I'd like to go out with you and get comfortable before we have sex. You know, you don't want to just jump back
to see in order to see if we can create a new track.
Yes.
Not the old track.
Because your old track. Your old track was functional.
Didn't work. It didn't work.
Because he said, he said he actually, really liked, before I stopped, before I joined with Stu, he says he really likes the past. And he wishes it went back to how he used to be.
But I want to remind you, the past was he kept you exclusive, but he saw other women.
Yeah, I don't want that.
That's not healthy for a woman.
Yeah.
That's why we want to establish a new track, not the old track.
We do not, because it drove you crazy that he was seeing other women and you were you stayed faithful.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So we'll have the talk again. Okay. And the super clear, because he's already known for like 3 months, I've already mentioned that I'd like to be exclusive with a promise ring. And that's why he'll disappear.
Let's not jump ahead. Remember, he's just asking you out. Let's just follow his lead. If he wants sex, you say no, not until I'm in a committed relationship headed for marriage. And then if he says, well, let's start that, you go, great. And then you negotiate your time. You know, how long is it going to be before you're engaged in this and that? Are we seeing other people or are we only seeing each other? You better have these things ready to negotiate, because you didn't negotiate that deal last time.
Coming
from your comfort level, which is both parties are monogamous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Socially and sexually monogamous.
Okay, yeah. So I'll just reiterate that I want to talk about it in person and not over text or phone call.
Yes. And you can always, you've got my email and you're in my ladies groups. Yes. We can walk you through this so that you don't go back to your bombing him.
Okay, yes. Because I just feel like right now, since I already read the high buy letter, I feel like I already have all the things in my head that I would like to tell him. But we don't give that yet.
No, we're not.
Okay. You know what you want out of life. That's the main thing. You know what you want for your future, whether it be with him or somebody else.
Yes. And you know what you don't want. You don't want to be a free girlfriend that he gets to see other women on the side.
Yeah. Okay. But don't read this out to him.
No. There's your bombing again. You want to somewhere I'll punish him.
Okay.
You got to let that go. It's a new relationship. What happened in the past, don't ever bring it up. It's done.
Okay. That's true. Okay. Don't ever bring it up.
A future, a new one.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go by his leadership. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
I was waiting for her. I hadn't seen her in a while.
Oh, good. Well, that's what a lot of these gals get themselves into a bind. It seems to be the theme tonight of giving it away without even a verbal contract.
Well, you know, I'm guilty of that too. People, you know what? It's
we just don't know. How we learn.
That's how we learned, you know.
And that's how they end up with us. So they can learn.
You know what? They finally hit rock bottom and they know it's not the guys, it's them. So that's called awareness. When you're aware that there's something going on, you seek help. And that's when you learn and grow and change.
You hear that out there, people listening? Call in. We're here for you.
323-203-0815. I want to just talk about a little bit of our services. I'm Dr. Pat's daughter, and I'm taking over helping ladies like the ones that were just on. I have a couple of monthly drop-in ladies groups that I work with them to help their little questions other than calling in on the radio. And if you want information on joining, it's a donation to the WAN Institute. So my number is 949-723-0338 or info@drpatallen.com. And Patricia,
Here we go. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
We have another caller. You're on the air with Patricia and Sue. Do you have a question?
I do. So I had a relationship with a man for over 5 years, and it was the same topic where I gave him, I guess, everything for free, and he never committed. So we ended it finally. And it was hard on me getting over that. And I think I'm finally getting over it after like 6 to 8 months.
It can take up to 2 years once you have bonded sexually. Yes.
Who broke up? Did you break up with him, or he left you?
I kind of told him I couldn't be intimate anymore unless I really knew that it was going somewhere. Oh, and then it just kind of
How long has it been since you told him this?
That happened about 8 months ago.
Oh, okay. Well, Patricia, do you want to help her with this one? Maybe she needs the hi bye letter.
Yeah. Well, are you in communication at all?
Well, the last thing he said, there's nothing really else for us to talk about.
How long ago was that?
That was about a week ago.
Oh, so your last communication was a week ago, verbally or texting or how?
I told him let's talk, and he called me, and he just said that the last thing I said when I walked out his house that morning was, I'm done and have a good life. So he said when I said that, it was over.
You said have a good life. Well, if you had done it our way, if you had stuff, you next time, if you get another chance.
Well, that's bad. So maybe let's see if we can clean it up.
Yeah, what we'll do. Okay. We can. So what you can do on this is write him a letter at this point, right, Sue?
I would say so, and apologize for, saying that. And
you start the letter by, hi, let's say his name is John. Hi, John. I thank you for reading this letter ahead of time, and I want to make an amends about what you said about how I left, and I feel badly about that. However, I do have these various things, and that's when you can go in. That's how you would start, and then do the hi bye from there. And if you want to know that format, do you?
Yes. I thought about doing that, but because
it gives them an opportunity to come back if you still like him.
Yeah, I think it's time for us to move on, because my second question is, I want to start dating again. In between our breakups, I was seeing a friend or two, and now he calls me a serial dater, and I think that's the reason why he got so upset and won't see me anymore, is because he says I was dating in between. But the thing about it was, I explained that we were never in a committed relationship. I always wanted to be an exclusive relationship with him, but he just wouldn't take it there.
you know.
Okay, so you said it your way. That's why it does. I think this does warrant doing a high buy letter, because that way this leaves no stone unturned with this relationship.
Yes.
Because otherwise it could be, it's still in the back of your mind. What if, what if, what if? And so here's the format. If you want to take it down, the first part, okay. I told you, you can re-listen to this if you want later, and you make the amends for what you said. Then you say, the first paragraph is everything you liked about being in whatever style the relationship, everything you liked about him and being around, being with him. Then the second paragraph is everything that you, all the negative stuff, the pain it caused you being in a relationship with him. Third paragraph, everything that you don't ever want to experience again, being in a relationship with somebody or dating or anything, the what you don't want. And next you say, the next paragraph is everything you do want out of a relationship, whether it be with him or somebody else. So this is also a letter for you to know your wants and not wants and how you want to conduct your life. Then at the end of that, you say, I send this with love and thank you again for reading this letter. And I wish you well too. So he may come back because you have stated everything you don't want and everything you want out of your life, out of a relationship in your life. And then if he doesn't come back after 8 weeks from sending that, and there's no talking to him in between, unless he calls you to say, I want to get together and see what we can do about this. But you don't reach out to him once you send that letter.
Yeah.
No more reaching out.
Patricia, I'm just, because okay. I just, the last one, Dr. Allen generally states that they say, thank you for this painful lesson. So I
yes,
never have.
And thank you for this painful lesson. Absolutely. Thank you.
So I never have to repeat it again. I would say, don't say have a good life again, because you already threw
that. No, don't say that one. Say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Yeah, don't say have a good life. Use the thank you for this painful lesson so I never have to repeat it again.
No, don't put the part, the don't say so I don't have to repeat it again. That's just for you to know. Thank you for this painful lesson, period.
Yeah. And then if you want, you can send it to me and I will review it if it's not 20 pages, if it's a couple paragraphs, and I'll okay it for you to send.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, trying to date again, it's probably because I'm not over him. Everybody just is not interesting to me.
That's right.
And so it's really hard. And I dated this one man online not too long ago, and it was a red flag that he's been married like 5 times. I mean, is that a big red flag?
No.
Not really. He may have picked bad women. And he's now learning what he wants in a woman. Before he figured out was
a mistake.
He figured out what he's going to be more cautious next time.
That's what he told me. But he was just so into me, like already wanted me to be his girl.
How bad is that?
Fast.
Hey.
And then he bought me perfume that was really expensive. And I'm like, wow, like. I don't know, but maybe.
Oh, we do know. That's what we want. We want someone to chase us and want us.
Yes.
Now, it's for you to be courage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
And that maybe will help you get over the other one. Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
It is so interesting once they get bonded to one. When they get bonded to one, everybody else looks like dirt.
Yeah. And then the one guy wouldn't give her anything and she didn't like it. And the next guy gives her a lot and she doesn't like it because she's not used to being given to. So you have to learn to femininity is be open, available, and receive. So receive his gifts. Men can't fall in love unless they can give to you and you receive.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air with Patricia and Sue. Do you have a question?
Yes. So I called last week about the guy who was saying he wanted to be married, but didn't have a date. He wouldn't set a date. So I took you guys' advice, and I gave him a deadline to give me a date. And so I have good news that I guess, narrowing down to May.
Yay!
Yeah. So I appreciate the advice on that. But I don't have an exact date yet, so that does still make me feel a little bit anxious. But I also have some kind of good news. I think it's good news that I wanted the ring from a resale shop, and when I went online, it was sold.
Oh, wow.
There's lots of rings out there.
That it was just, I know. Well, no. I hope. I hope maybe it means that he's the one who bought it. Yeah.
That would be
maybe
nice.
So. That would be great.
Yeah, I hope so. So my question is.
Give him some time. I know you said you're anxious, but let's give him some time.
Yeah.
Okay. So my boyfriend is 44, and I wonder if part of our problem is too that he's going through andropause. What do you guys think?
Not quite. He's approaching. But what's wrong with that? That's part of life.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I'm using the appropriate communication style for where he is as far as...
You use the communication style from you being in the feminine.
Always, always.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We just sometimes have to be understanding when they get into their feminine and become emotional or feeling centered. Doesn't mean we change the way we talk. Other than sometimes we have to just be aware of it and don't let them wallow in their feelings and their emotions.
Okay. Well, I was just giving you guys an update, and I appreciate the advice so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Colin.
Well, good call.
Before we take another caller here, I'll cut you off, Patricia. Patricia also works with the WAN Institute. She's a coach trained by Dr. Allen, and she specializes in dreams. And she's also fantastic with couples counseling, and she does great life scripts. Do you want to talk about your life scripts?
Oh, yes, the life scripts. Well, that's the really one of the deepest ways I help people dive in to understanding how they became them through their upbringing and all the, how they were trained from actually from 6 months in utero to today, but really their early upbringing is very telling. When we send out a 27 questions and a questionnaire, and then do homework, and then it comes back to me and I do an analysis, and then we really get down and dirty with an unraveling your patterns, so that then we can then decide and choose to have different behaviors than we were trained to have. So, and also with other people with traumas. And so that comes up too, when there's trauma, it sets our patterns, and we can override those patterns once we're aware on a deeper level.
Yeah, because the first step is being aware of what you're doing, and then you can work to change that behavior, to learn a new behavior that's more positive. So if you want information on Patricia, you can contact me at the WAN Institute at info@drpatallen.com or 949-723-0338. I answer emails more often than the phone. So we have all kinds of resources at the WAN Institute to help people. So please feel free to reach out to me for information, and I'll guide you as best I know. So
and
with that...
Yeah. For people from all walks of life, male, female, LGBTQ, XYZ, where everybody can be helped by this system of communication and understanding.
Oh, I have somebody that emailed me. You can also email me your questions if you're not available in the time zone to have them answered, and we'll answer them and you can listen to the archive. Somebody writes, what does it mean when you abruptly wake up from a dream?
Oh, well, that means it impacted you, the messages coming through from your subconscious. See, our subconscious mind is, the dreams are a direct link to our subconscious mind. So our subconscious mind wants us to grow, have personal growth and transformation. So it's bringing us messages. They just happen to be in the form symbolically. They are not literal, the dreams. So sometimes people wake up abruptly and if they don't remember the dream, well, there's a wonderful book out there called The Dream Class by me, Patricia Eldridge.
And where can they purchase it?
At Amazon or anywhere.
It's a great book to help if you want to understand some of your dreams. And then you can also set up short sessions.
Yeah,
you
know, that's right.
Patricia.
That's
right. And she'll work you through. And I do the ladies groups. We'll help dissect to get you to a better place to have a happy, healthy relationship. And we teach Dr. Allen's communication tools. I was telling the people about the stroke and stand.
Yeah.
In anything, relationships, families, work. It's a great communication tool. Instead of reacting, we teach you how to think about it, stroke them and make your stand rather than jump in and attack.
Or fighting. We want to not do the fighting thing because that doesn't help anybody.
Avoid intimidation with fear or guilt. Or yes, there's a lot of things, the games people play. That's a great, well, so hopefully we'll get a couple. We had some great questions. I'm sad that some of our past callers haven't called in to give us checkups, but maybe
we love it. Yeah, we love it when people call us to give us updates on their progress.
Yes, and that's all great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the call-in number is 323-203-0815. I do have a question to ask you of your opinion. There's one lady I know that, you know, she's going through a hard time and she's destined to say there's nobody out there. She's on the Tinder dating site. And the people she's dating, she finds out are married, and all they want to do is come over and cuddle, and they don't seem to have any interest. So it's kind of deferred her into not wanting to date, and I think she's giving up. What would you want to say to somebody like that?
Get out into the world. And we always, there's nothing like being in person and energetically connecting with someone. You sit for an hour a week at least, flirt 5 minutes a day minimum, even if you're at the supermarket, look at people and smile, sit in a coffee shop once a week for an hour and take your device, but smile at everyone who comes in and try to get away from all these devices. Not that the apps aren't great to be able to date, but there's nothing like keeping your skills honed with doing it in person, flirting in person, smiling at somebody the old-fashioned way, and they come over to you and say hi.
Yes. And then do chit-chat. Yeah. Sometimes I think a lot of the women, they're wanting the men to hurry up and do things. And part of the, you know, that's part of being feminine is you have to be patient and let the men date you their way. And it's not a race. A lot of women are, well, he talked to me, but he didn't ask me out. Well, he took your phone number. Maybe he wasn't ready to ask you out yet.
Right. And sometimes people are finishing up something else. I just had someone recently who came back to somebody that they had dated because they hadn't finished up with somebody before. And don't be mad at them because they had to finish their business with that person or leave no stone unturned with that relationship. And now, if you're still available, go out with them if you have chemistry with them. Don't punish them because they had to finish up what they were doing.
Yeah, I talked to a girl that was at my doctor's office and she kind of was picking my brain. And I guess she was dating a guy she really liked. And I guess he did something she didn't like. And when I asked her the checkup a couple weeks later, he's got to be better. She was mad at him and how if he comes back, he better jump over hoops. And I'm like, don't be like that, though.
That's punitive. No, we don't.
Yes.
We don't.
Yes. Yes. Because men always come forward strong and sometimes they move back. They come and go. They're not sure. That's why Pat talks about the 8 weeks rumination. They may come on strong, but then they go back to their cave.
They have to ruminate.
They have to ruminate if you're that special person, and you have to let them do that without being mad.
And if they're dating, you're one of the dates, and men do comparative shopping.
Yes.
So there, are you nice? Oh, she. This other one, she's very pretty, but this lady over here is very nice. And maybe
then you also talk about how they test this. What's your thing when they test you about the bitch coming out?
Oh, yes. And yeah. Men will
sometimes
always test.
Sometimes men go away. Go ahead and tell them.
Yeah. They will test you sometimes to see if you've got the banshee in you, the bitch in you that's going to lash out at them if they do something that's just a little off kilter. So
that's this girl's banshee was coming out clear. I heard it.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, oh, I hope that guy doesn't call because he won't want to hear this banshee pushing. Right. But I did give her the book. And she's going to read it. So maybe I'll see her in a couple weeks. Maybe she'll say, gosh, you know.
Okay. Good. Okay. Well, and if somebody wants to move forward with their own personal growth, you just, you know, call and have some private or really dive in and do a life script. There's a lot of ways where you can work on yourself. We can help you work on yourself so that you can be a better partner.
Yes. And we have books. Dr. Allen has a recommended book list. It's on our website, www.drpatallen.com. There's also a streamed video on chemistry, compatibility, and communication you can watch for free that goes over Dr. Allen's. So we offer a lot of material to learn Dr. Allen's principles besides calling in as well, because it's all about changing your behavior and you have to do the work to change the behavior.
And her other book, one of her other books, she has several books, but besides the what we call the Bible, which is Getting to I Do, it's a man's world and a woman's universe, which is a lovely book, a little more esoteric for those who like the esoteric side of things, and symbolically as well as the principles.
And then she has her little quick quote ones, the answers by Dr. Allen. That gives her little, just the little gems that you don't have to read a lot of material. It's just like a cliff version of all of her material. I like that one as well.
Super. Excellent. Yeah. Yes.
So we're running out of time here. We had some great callers, and we hope to have everybody back next week. Do you want to say anything closing, Patricia?
Well, I always like to quote Lao Tzu, which is, no, not Lao Tzu, the other one, I'll do Pat Allen's, Dr. Pat's, is the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Have a good day.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.